back to the question of what my research actually is, or what my practice is more. If my practice is as an art teacher specializing in digital, looking at drag and drop and looking at website design, then who are the practitioners? Are those my Apple and Adobe colleagues? I can't actually really pick anyone else in particular who would be a role model for that. An awful lot of the research that I do is serendipitous. It's done on just word of mouth, seeing, finding things, people sending me interesting stuff over the internet, even stumble upon that sort of stuff. So there's no particular practitioner, especially if it's sort of cutting edge. And I don't really quite know who I could look at. So I'm going back at to the practitioners who inform this practice, which is why I've been looking at the collage artists, rather than the Dada as well, to an extent, and particularly to film, and looking at film. So that's what I've been doing there. And if my practice is my own practice, that's something totally different. And I'm really, in relation to this MA, there is a little bit of a mixture of the two, because I am wanting to be producing my own artwork through it as well, because my teaching has always been my artwork, has always been my creativity, working through my students. So, in terms of research, I mean, I could put one or two artists in there who are actually working on web design now. Hamilton, I suppose, would be one. I can't think of Chip Kaplan, but I've already added to my list. So if the criteria is to do with new media, it makes it interesting how it relates to how these artists relate to new media, the artists that I've chosen, where the route is. There's an awful lot more research in there than I need to be doing, looking at these artists and how they relate, how they fit the criteria. But new media is what I'm doing. That's my practice in relation to this MA, website design. So maybe I should add some graphic designers in there. I've got Workman, but there should perhaps be some others. More traditional graphic design in relation to the screen. And what I was saying to Tim yesterday about what it is that I'm doing, this sort of the screen is a two-dimensional surface. But and to begin with, computers were very flat, just text on a screen. And to begin with, the graphics, the operating systems were very, very flat. And they gradually become more three-dimensional, or to represent the three dimensions with icons and through the metaphor of desktop and that sort of stuff. So the metaphors are three-dimensional, if you like, or real, metaphorical real. So that's one dimension when you look into the screen. And then you've got the other dimension, which is the dimension of time. If you're looking at media like film, and it operates over a timeline, and you've got the possibility of combining the depth, if you like, the representation of the real, with the representation of time. But it's not necessarily in real time, because you can jump to any point in it. So it's almost like it's a representation of time with a computer that you can include, as well as looking at things in real time. If you're using a computer to do things in real time, like watch a film or watch telly, then it's not a different medium. But if you're using it to create that or generate that timeline, like in a game, and from jump from one place to another, put things together, then it becomes a representation in a very similar way, I think. My thinking's a bit muddled around this. I'll need a bit more clarity on it. But certainly looking at the way it's evolved from a typewriter through to a multimedia machine and through lots of the sort of metaphorical stuff that goes on screen, the representation, that's a plethora I'm particularly interested in researching, which I guess is why I've continued to look at the likes of Brenda Laurel, carrying on my research from last term into this. It'd be crazy to stop, really, because that's what it is I'm doing.